Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Okay. So that is a one and done for me. I don't want to hear the name Jim Harbaugh again. I'm sick of it. So we will move on. Smart move by the school.
Until this press conference, I'm sure, later on.
Please just no. My answer is no. I want to bring
Kenny, keep monitoring that.
No, don't. And I'll tell you what, Kenny, the minute you find breaking news, roll it up nice and tight and pound it right up your...
Well, let me read you this text real quick. This is Dan from Port Huron. He says, I'm a Michigan fan. We did wrong, got caught. But can we please move past this? Tell Kenny, if he brings it up again, we will remove his hockey elite status.
Yeah, I got guys, you could move past it if you just would stop acting a fool. That probably would help. Like, again, I will never understand why Connor Stallions is being given an audience on Netflix. You're a psychopath and a cheat, and I don't need to hear from you. Not interested. Have the sanctions come down. Let's play football. That's it. This isn't 1984. No one's shutting your program down. So let's just move on. Sports a joke. It's WWE. I had something different. Originally what I wanted to bring up to open the show. I want to know if there's a single human being who feels like baseball season's not too long. I was joking around with a buddy of mine and he's like, well, at least your Yankees are going to the playoffs. And I go, yeah, too bad. There's still a quarter of the season left. He goes, no, there's not. I go, yeah, there is. There's over 40 games left in the season. And I think about here in Detroit, baseball season has primarily been over since May.
July.
And... you sit here right now. The Tigers are not a part of your every day. They're not a part of our radio show. They're not. You don't watch them on TV. Please listen. It's free. And yet, if you check the standings, you have over 40 games to go. 25% of your baseball season is still left to be played. We're excited about college football. We're excited about NFL football. Hell, I could sell you this pen. You're excited for the Wings to get up north and get to training camp in September. All of these things will take place before baseball even begins its playoffs. That is obscene. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Yankee fan. You know what I'm not excited about? The last 40 games. Like, can we just get to the playoffs? Can someone explain to me, how can we make baseball relevant? How the business model can't work this way. I mean, look at the vast majority of parks. They're empty. Who's watching the vast majority of teams that are garbage? No one. And yet, baseball, where attention spans have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, baseball continues to operate under a business model like it's 1973. 162 baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
162? The NFL plays 18 and I'm dead by the end of the year. Basketball's half of that. And I'm ready to check out by January.
Mm-hmm.
Or reverse order, I just don't watch it until January. Like, what can we do to fix this? I'm being very serious with you. It doesn't make any sense to me. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're in a beautiful playoff chase, it is, but that's so finite. The sport has no salary cap.
No, but Mike, if you're in a playoff chase, kind of like you just kind of want to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you don't want somebody to get hurt, an arm to get blown out. Can we just start to play? Can we go back to the way when it used to be where the World Series started at the beginning of October, not November?
That's right.
Okay? It was Mr. October for a reason because only two teams got to see what October baseball looked like. Everybody else was done.
I would argue the following. It's a hot take, but I actually mean this. It's not hyperbole. There shouldn't be October baseball.
That is not a hot take, Mike. That is actually a very smart take.
Like Labor Day
because
should be the playoffs.
Because there, to me, there are two things that baseball could do if you really wanted to improve. One, every team in the North, you start your season in the South.
Or warm weather or indoor climates.
Or indoor, because therefore there won't be any rainouts. No Miggy hitting a home run in the snow. Yeah, we all saw that. And what'd you get? Nothing but bits. I would simply say, and this, you want to really expedite the season, but the players will never sign off? Doubleheaders. Old-fashioned doubleheader. You know, the time when I was a kid, yeah, it was fun because you got two for one. You got to go down to the ballpark and watch two games.
You just need less games.
And no, but I'm saying it would be less days because they eliminated them.
Like, think about this. You've wasted another year of Scooble. Scooble still has 25% of the season to pitch in meaningless games and run the risk of blowing out. Now, in the NBA, it's the equivalent of playing for the Wizards, except Bradley Beal caught a bad fart and missed the last 20 games of the year. Tarek Skubal, why pitch him? See, you end up in a weird space here. Like, why am I running the risk with any of my best players? I'm done. My team's toast. I got 40 games. I got 7 turns through the rotation, 8 turns. What the hell is the point of Skubal pitching?
No, you're right, because yeah, at this point, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and power you down, son.
So if you're sitting there, that unless you are, and even as they've expanded the playoffs, unless you are a handful of teams, you're playing meaningless baseball games. A vast majority of the league. Rico, can someone help me? And I love baseball, but it's got to wake up.
It does. It's
tell a Tiger fan there's over 40 games left. They wouldn't believe you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter about what the attendance at the gate is because they've already made their money.
What, the TV deals?
Yeah, I can't stress enough. Baseball, pro sports, period. It's billionaire welfare. We all get a nice fat check no matter what happens. If no one shows up, the check does not get decreased in value.
41 games left. I just checked.
So
41 games.
So if Detroit wants to show up, great. We'll offer them, what is it, Game of Thrones night tonight, whatever it is. Sure. We'll just make stuff up to get people to come out there. And if not, screw it. We still got money.
And again, I just bring up the Scooble point tonight. What's the point? What good comes of it? I mean, imagine in the last 41 games if Scooble gets hurt. Imagine in the last 41 games if one of your other arms, who you're leaning on, blows out. They're gone all next season. What is the actual point here? And baseball, in a time where every league season is already too long, baseball's double that. Double. I mean, pitchers and catchers report in February. The sport's not ending till basically November.
Mm-hmm.
And football has taken up all the oxygen. Baseball struggles for attention in April. Why? The draft.
Yeah.
Baseball struggles for attention in the height of the summer. Why? Training camp. and baseball flat out disappears unless you're roughly 4 to 6 teams in September. Yeah. Why football?
Brother, you could make the case that the Tiger baseball season ended last Thursday.
It actually ended when Scott Harris refused to sign anybody this offseason, but sorry. Oh.
It officially ended last Thursday.
Okay, fair.
Lions' first preseason game, even though no one really cared, even though it was just, what, was it 14-3? No one paid attention to the Tigers. And now you're worried about injuries and all this other stuff. And it's like you said, what's the point of putting Scooble out there? What if I'm the Tigers, just bring up every young guy, the core, so to say, that we've been waiting on. And maybe I'm interested in that and watching some 4A baseball.
But even then, 41 games of it. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
When you start to put this in perspective, how can any league on this planet play 162 games a year and people pay attention? I'm a Yankee fan. I'm done paying attention. Wake me up when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Seriously, at the other end of the spectrum, I won't even bring up the White Sox. You're a Tiger fan. Wake me up later. You're a Blue Jays fan. Like, what? There's no point to any of this. And yet they keep bumping along. It's so bizarre to me. 248-539-9797. Would love to have some conversation on that. We'll get some ticket texts, knock down a few calls. We'll get a little football here at 45 as David's about to get a new wide receiver. Huh? No?
If the price is right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.